This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. Without a doubt, we've got some really good stuff today with David Friend. Can't wait. Well, here, let me introduce you to David right now. Hello, David.
Hello, Carm. Thanks for having me.
Wilmington, North Carolina.
Sunny Wilmington, North Carolina. Very warm today. I wanted to rub that in because I know it's cold where you're at. But
Darn. Well, Tracy must have already told you that yesterday was a beautiful day and today was the polar opposite.
So, yeah. It's going to be in the mid-80s today here. So perfect beach weather.
Well, glad to have you here. Of course, it's Aftermarket Weekly where we not only chat with an outstanding automotive aftermarket service professional, but we also get a chance to tour his or her business. In this case, it's a his business. Let's show a picture of what we're about ready to see. Looks like a really busy place, but there's a lot going on inside of David's business.
Oh, that picture actually is a training session that we did for high voltage hybrid EV.
David really excels in the mobile tech business. He also owns a company called ILM Auto Supply. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about his mobile, his brick and mortar. How is business for you, David? Are you staying as steady as you were during that whole COVID thing?
I think we've been very fortunate. We're in an area that has a lot of tourist activity. We're also in a multi-college town. So we see an influx of people coming in and going. So yeah, we've been actually fairly busy. It's picked up, of course, for the summertime, as it usually does in the automotive industry, anytime there's temperature changes. But yeah, we've been very fortunate. I'm very thankful. I didn't have to let anybody go during COVID. You know, in fact, we're actually looking for more help and we're trying to expand. There's a lot of growth in this area for us.
I have asked that question weeks now. I think we're in our 103rd week of doing this show. No one has ever said, you know, woe is me. You know, we're having some terrible times. And when you think about the answers that we get from shop owners, it's because of how hard you work and you're paying attention to your business. And, you know, you've got your foot on the marketing throttle and you're taking care of people and customers. And, you know, I'm happy for everyone who's working their business so well. So obviously you are too. Hey, we're brought to you again by Dorman. Want to give them a high five?
The aftermarket is filled with companies that make replacement parts, but few invest in design, engineering, manufacturing, programming, and testing like Dorman. They are home to hundreds of mechanical, electrical, and manufacturing engineers spread out all across the globe who ensure every part that is produced meets rigorous industry standards for performance. To do this, Dorman utilizes cutting-edge technology and equipment to test fit, form, and functionality of all their parts. Some of these tests include rapid prototyping 3D models for fitment checks, tolerance testing on both mechanical and electronic components through salt fog and thermal heat and pressure testing. Dorman drives their dedication to their engineering by including their in-house programmers who write and test new software solutions. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman invests in these OE innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. Hey, to learn more about Dorman's engineering process, visit dormanproducts.com/tour.
Hey, I can't wait. Tracy and I are planning a field trip to Dorman in Philadelphia, so that's going to be coming up yet this spring. I bumped into David at Vision KC 2022. And if you've not seen my little mini interview with David at Vision, it's on our Vision Vlog. And you can find that on my YouTube channel, and you could also find it on the homepage of remarkableresults.biz. So thank you for doing that with me. I think we were at the Shopware cocktail party, right?
Yes, you were at the Shopware cocktail party. I was coming down and it was good running into you.
Yeah, it was
good. I had a good time. It was great to catch up with a lot of professionals that live all over the country that I talk to on a daily basis, just being able to all meet up and, you know, catch dinner and enjoy some great vetted training that's offered by some of the best technician trainers and, you know, technical trainers in the country. So if you guys out there have never been to Vision, I highly recommend it. It's great for networking, and you'll also find a ton of wealth and knowledge being passed around out there. And of course, you get to hang out with Carm at cocktail hour.
Yeah, and an incredible summary of vision, David. Thank you so much for that. I know you you do a lot of ADAS calibrations. You have a training center. You have a company called ILM Auto Supply. So let's talk about a couple of things. And one of the things we were chatting about was just trying to find great people recruitment, David.
It has been an ongoing issue for well over a decade, and I think it's just going to continue to get worse. The need for automotive technicians with the amount of vehicles that are in need of repair and the sheer volume of cars that come through certain regions of the country, there's going to be a high demand for highly technical individuals who can not only do the mechanical side, but dip into the electrical programming, doing the calibrations that are going to be required, not just in post-collision, but in general repair.
What about apprenticing? I mean, are you going to get yourself in on board with that?
Well, I actually have a program that I've been developing. I've been working with a couple other trainers on this. It's essentially a two-year paid apprentice program that actually includes 8 weeks of classroom-only training. And it's kind of geared towards STEM-based individuals, anyone who's looking to get into the automotive industry as a technician, more so than, you know, advisor or parts or anything like that. And, you know, basically give them a very generalized kind of foundation that we can build on, you know, so that these guys can come in. They kind of have a standard way of looking a vehicle over correctly, how to use aftermarket and OEM, which is really important right now. OEM service information, OEM scan tools and equipment, understand how to set them up, because working on a Volkswagen using Otis and going to Ford IDS, it's a huge leap back and forth. Giving those guys 8 weeks of those basic skills, that foundation, and then putting them down in the shop to work with some of these technicians who are getting older. We're not all spring chickens, but some of these older technicians to mentor newer technicians coming in. That way we have a future workforce to use. It's important, not only for shops, but for the consumer.
As our technicians age up, and it's not a bad thing because I got gray hair, and you know, what do you do with?
I do too. I just cut it out.
Yeah. So before they put Carm out on the block, getaway guy. I mean, you know, what can our technicians do? And I think you may have nailed it about, you know, making sure that they find a role of being a mentor in the industry. And even think about the people that may have already retired that could come back on a limited basis to help our peoples. And you talk about STEM, and I love this thing, and I can't remember where I heard it or if I made it up. Talking to parents, David, you know, at a very young age. And you got to catch them in middle school. You got to go as a shop owner to schools. You know, we've done a lot of shows on that. I'm a big believer in it. And talk to the kids, and or if not, talk to the parents or the counselors and say, look, it. Everyone wants their kid to get a job in the computer business, be it you name it. If it's making games or if it's making Google stuff. And if you can't get a job there, please come over to our business, because we have networking. We've got more high-tech stuff than I think you'll find at any other place. If you want to play with computers, this is it. And in fact, we'll even buy your first white lab coat.
I actually have a white lab coat. It was gifted to me as a joke. So I have a few friends out there that like to send me gag gifts from time to time. So
I was in a college, in our local college automotive tech program. They had a breakfast for the advisory committee, and in their bookstore at the college, there were these white lab coats, and it just, bam, it just hit me really hard when I saw that. Of course, for other kind of skilled trades, but you know, who would have thought that it would be for us? People sometimes wear, you know, in a shop environment, they wear a blue lab coat, a dark blue lab coat. But I think today, working on technology in the vehicle, it could be white. So ADAS, you jumped on early as a shop owner, and you continue to do a lot of it mobile?
We do. So we do a lot here at we have two brick and mortar locations here, Wilmington, North Carolina. We do a lot of post-collision work for body shops, but we also go out to several who are kind of further out in the rural area. There's a lot of rural surrounding us here in Wilmington. And so we go out and we do mobile calibrations, diagnostics programming for a lot of shops post-collision. But we've been doing ADAS since around 2015, 2016. We jumped in very early on. We do a lot of Hondas and Toyotas, Asian vehicles in general. And so a lot of those were coming off assembly line equipped with a lot of these features and technology. And so we were very early on. We've had OE tooling available in the shop for our technicians, you know, since since we opened back in 2009. I had factory tooling and equipment then. You know, it wasn't a hard transition because we had a lot of the OE backing already, more or less just purchasing OEM targets, kind of developing processes that were really standard at the time, you know, for validating the calibrations once they were completed. And now that it's been prevalent in our market and it's a very hot item, there's a need and it's a growing need. You know, the OEMs have gotten better with helping us with the validation process, as well as releasing a lot more information for troubleshooting diagnostics, even better instructions for setting up target placement. If you look at a lot of the early stuff, it was like you almost had to have a degree in mathematics and, you know, an engineering degree. But now it's gotten a lot easier. You know, a lot of the formulations have been, I hate to say it, dumbed down, but have been. I'm okay with that. My technicians understand it a lot easier, get it done quicker, get it done correctly, which is ideal, obviously, for the reasons we all know. I think it's one of those areas of the automotive industry that there's still some growth. There's still some business out there to be had, and I think it will be for a long time.
I'd love for you to come back on Remarkable Results Radio and let's talk about opportunities and challenges of ADAS. And the question would be, should I get into it? I mean, as a shop operator and, you know, what the marketplace looks like, maybe where the future of technology is going to go, the number of ADAS calibration centers per market size. Since you've been in it since 2015, I believe through osmosis and knowledge and just work in the deal, you have so much to share. So I'd love you to come back.
I'd be honored. Yeah, I'd love to come back.
Let's come back and do an ADAS discussion. Now, ILM Auto Supply. I love this. And it's ILM stands for the Airport Designation of Wilmington, North Carolina. Right. You do some really cool stuff. Tell us about it.
You know, think of ILM Auto Supply as a professional to professional company. So we only deal with automotive shops, technicians. We sell everything from tools and equipment for, you know, key programming, scan tool diagnostics, including OEM, prepared laptops for OEM programming. But we also offer, you know, customized Lect 2 training with tutors that can help technicians as they go through those modules. We also offer our hands-on training through ILM Auto Supply. We remanufacture and repair clusters, engine computers, body control modules. So it's a very niche company. We fill in, I think, a void that's often left open in our industry, you know, with the wholesale keys and OEM refurbished keys, you know, to VSP professionals out there who are engaged in, you know, doing automotive locksmithing. We fill those needs. And, you know, I've got a great support team here. You know, we don't sell or do anything that we don't use every single day. So getting a product from us comes with a unique support that we use it every day. We've probably experienced the problem you have, and we have the solution pretty quickly.
What prompted you to do this, David?
I saw a need. I still see an ever-growing need for smaller network of professionals offering services to other professionals. You know, maybe I specialize in something that you don't, and vice versa. It really came about thinking past years where I purchased equipment and was told, hey, we offer support, training, and then just never seen the follow through, or the quality of training really wasn't there. You know, spending the time myself to figure it out, I thought to myself, well, there's got to be other shop owners who have that same frustration. There's definitely technicians out there who share that frustration. Let me fill that void and just work with a small group of professional shop owners and technicians out there and really fill that gap for them. It's worked out well. You know, we're not out there trying to be the next big equipment sales company. You know, I'd rather know all my customers on a first name basis. I'd like to know how their operation works, things like that. Oftentimes I'll not sell equipment to a shop. I'll tell them, you don't want to buy this. It's not for your shop. You're not going to see the return on investment. Your market doesn't support it. You know, so I really try to help shop owners. I don't want to see them make bad investments because I got a list of equipment I should have never bought. You know, I was steered in the wrong direction. So
that's perfect. You know, we could go on for hours, but I want to get a chance to see the video of your shop. But what I love about ILM in my mind, very entrepreneurial, what you did, very enterprising, you know, opportunity because you have this knowledge and you want to sell this. And I love the professional to professional piece. And it's not like something that we may see in an open marketplace, you know, and like you say, if you want to do business with us, you need to register we need to know that you're a shop. So that's so cool. Hey, thank you for the overview and what's going on in your world. I appreciate it. I can't wait to get a chance to now run that video soon. But we had some great new listens this week that I would love to talk about. Something that I'm extremely proud about that happened today, in fact, was that my daughter Tracy had her first ever podcast episode. It was a solo performance, and she talks about her great experience going to the Women in Auto Care Conference. And I don't know about you guys, but when you hear it, email me and tell me that she is not going to be a rock star podcaster someday. I have to tell you, thank you so much for doing that, Tracy. Very proud. Pay attention to your health. A great episode with one of the founders 30 years ago of Vision KC, Jerry Holcomb. Very heartwarming story and something you should pay attention to. Matt Fonslow in the Aftermarket Radio Network. Andrew Fisher, what can we learn from professional wrestling? I have to tell you, guys, Matt always seems to take a topic and he nails it. He always brings it back to our world. You're going to love this one. It's part two. And employee retention and R&D tax credits from our CPA, Hunt Demarest, on Business by the Numbers. So thank you for all of that and all the fun stuff that we're doing here. Now we have a chance to get inside and take a look at Mobile Tech out there with David. Go ahead, Dave. I'll let you narrate.
We're located on Market Street. It's one of the busiest streets in all of New Hanover County. This is a 50,000 square foot facility that houses both ILM Auto Supply and, of course, Mobile Tech, which is our retail and fleet services. That's the parking lot area, of course. Before this, you would see the, which actually pans down here, where we store the vehicles as we're repairing them.
So how many spots do you have for parking, man?
Oof, that's a good question. Probably about 60 to 70 parking spaces at any given time. Now, here you're actually going to enter the lobby where, you know, our customers have a small waiting area. Over here to the right, these are my advisors here. So we're set up for six advisors. We kind of keep them off, separated from the customer waiting area. We've got some offices here. And then, of course, we have the danger area where you'll kind of walk in. I think first I actually take you guys up the stairs here into our training facility and classroom. So up above the waiting area and the service advisor offices and lobby is where we have our 1,200 square foot training center. So we do a lot of hybrid EV training here, as well as advanced driver assist systems, immobilizer, module repair, EEPROM. Anytime I talk to any shop owners, a technician standing around is costing you X amount of dollars. My techs don't have a whole lot of downtime, but when they do, they sit at these two computers here and they actually go online and they do training modules. You know, my techs are paid on a salary plus a performance base. So there's no reason for them not to, if the shop's clean, to go upstairs and produce some training hours for me, which I believe is an investment rather than a loss of money and revenue. You know, tomato, tomato, I guess, when it comes to what the technician's doing. But I think this is kind of unique to my setup. And I really urge a lot of shop owners out there who are listening to this, find an area, get you a good working computer that has good internet access, and then utilize some of this online training available for your techs and make it a regular thing. The return on investment is hard to track, but it's certainly there. We try to limit our classes to 12 when we do hands-on, but I've had up to 50 people in this room for various organizations who've come through, like the Carolina Collision Association.
Are people coming in from out of town to attend your classes?
From out of country. I've had people from all over. People from South Africa, Netherlands in their training. So now here is ILM Auto Supply, you know, kind of secret sauce kind of area, you know, where we do a lot of module repairs, programming. We stock a lot of computers, even hard to find parts, modules, things like that. Very niche market. This mezzanine actually hangs over what Mobile Tech, our retail side stock room and equipment storage area. You know, just stock that we sell shop to shop here locally. Actually, we come downstairs right here. You'll look. This is the parts stock room area. This is our break room. You know, just a nice place for the guys to hang out. I wish I had more space at my other location to have a larger break room. But here the guys have a place to kind of cool off, relax, take their hour, come hang out. A lot of the guys have keys to the shop, bring their kids in here when the kids are here. let them hang out, play the arcade machines.
I love it. That is so, so cool. I have to say, I think this is, it may be the second shop I've ever seen where there may be a stress reliever.
Oh, yeah. So you got to have it. These guys are, you know, depending on the type of environment you have for them, or just even if it is a good, easy work environment, you know, some of these guys take on the stress of the shop owner.
Are you stocking just the basics in the parts room here?
Over the years, you know, our stocks changed. We used to carry Tommy belt kits and, you know, serpentine belts and, you know, you name it. You know, as times have progressed and the type of vehicles that come through the shop have changed, you know, our stock changes accordingly. We really just keep the basics now, you know, your filters, you know, fasteners, things like that. You know, something like a nickel holding up a dime type stuff with big jobs. So we make sure we have all the fasteners we need, bulbs, things like that. But we're very fortunate. Both my locations are stone throw away from some suppliers. And of course, we also have our upstairs wholesale company. So
how many lifts all in total, David?
There are 12. My other location, which is actually smaller, has 14. This is where the alignments take place and things like that. Now, here's my, actually, we rent this building out, a small collision repair company, Driven Refinish. Here he does a lot of body paint work and things like that. It's more of a sublet for us. As you can see the size of the building, and I don't know if you can rewind back to the overall view of the shop area. I often get this question is, you know, where's your dedicated space for doing ADOS? It works. We have three lift areas. As you can see here, this down this center. One of the harder calibrations to do is the forward around view. You've got these large mats that have to roll out. We've had the F-250s in there, no problem. Everything lines up. The lighting is perfect. I've never had a background issue, but we do have a backdrop occasionally that will drop when we're troubleshooting. That can be an issue. This space works for us with the ADOS. And I get this question a lot is, you know, I've seen pictures. So how do you do this? You know, we can do some of them on the alignment rack. We can back the vehicle in when we need to shoot a radar at distance or a camera.
So what you're doing is you're retrofitting your space as needed.
Correct. I like to call it adapt and overcome. You know, if you're a shop and you can't adapt, can't overcome, you know, you've got some serious issues and you need to reach out to some other shops and make some networking. Go to Vision.
Totally love what you said. You know, in fact, we had to get inside the shop to realize that everyone is considering and or worried. I got to have a dedicated space and it needs to be here. And if I can't flush all these vehicles through it, I'm never going to get my ROI right. And now we're inside of a guy who's been doing ADAS calibration since 2015, and he's not got no dedicated space.
No, in my other location, like I said, is significantly smaller. And there's a few times where they've actually had to bring a vehicle here. Mostly the forward around view or any kind of around view calibrations typically come to this location because of the space required. You know, even that shop has no issues doing blind spots, you know, the Honda distanced cameras. You always require a lot of distance in the front. Once you've been doing this long enough, you know the space that's going to work. And, you know, the mobile guys can tell you there's no ideal space in a body shop to perform a calibration. It's dusty, it's nasty. You know, I sometimes I spend more time cleaning up an area or moving cars or parts and things around to make a space than I actually do measuring and shooting the calibration or doing the target, including the test drive and validation process.
You have two mobile trucks on the road?
We do have two mobile vans. They're both doing calibrations.
You're not only calibrations, but you're probably also doing programming.
We do. We do programming. We also do diagnostics mobile. We also do keys and immobilizer work mobile.
So when do you sleep? Do you have any chance to sleep?
Typically, I get 4 to 6 hours. I'm your typical shop owner. You know, I go home and, you know, I feel it beating through my shirt and I think about the shop for 3-4 hours. And then finally, I get like a 30-minute show and I get to go to sleep and wake up and do it all over again.
Wow, you sound like what I do.
Shop owners are their own worst enemy, including myself. So,
you know, there's something called work-life harmony, work-life balance. I hope you have some.
Oh, I do. We're not open on the weekends. So I'm either on the motorcycle, the jet ski, or out camping with my son. I definitely enjoy life.
Glad to hear it. Well, this was great. I loved the 50,000 square foot place. I mean, is it air conditioned or not?
It is. It is air conditioned. It is heated. But the weather here is not that bad. And for the most part, we just leave the doors open.
I bet you there's a bunch of people at the other end of this call or as they're listening to this 50,000 square foot building. If you've not seen the videos of this and you're listening mobile, because mostly people listen, as you do, David, when you're out and about doing things, commuting, traveling. You can probably call up on your listening app and go to the show notes, and you could probably see the YouTube link, and you could probably watch this right on your phone. You want to get a chance to see what it looks inside. Hey, this was great, David. Thank you so much for being here and doing a tour.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor. And Carm, I'd like to take a minute and just thank you for everything you do for the aftermarket community. It's great to have this outlet. You can put other professionals in front of other professionals and bring to light a lot of issues that the industry has and things that we got to overcome. I think together more so than just individually, I think every market in North America suffers from the same issues at some point or another. And it's just nice to have this outlet. And I've been on the show now a few times. I really appreciate you having me. And I know a lot of guys out there appreciate what you're doing for us. So you and Tracy do a wonderful job. So, and congratulations, Tracy. I got to check that out.
Those are such kind words. We're here to advance the aftermarket. And guys like you, David, and everyone who's been on these over 1,000 shows and all the new shows that are now in the Aftermarket Radio Network really are out there educating and allowing people to be flies on the wall inside of David's business and or in anybody's, ideas that they come on the show and share. So thank you so much, David Friend. And until next week, everyone, thank you all for being here. We'll talk soon.
I think it was a good show.
Great show.
Congratulations. I didn't know you did your own today.
Yesterday, right? Yeah. Well, today, it released today. Yeah.
That's awesome. Great. I'll listen to it later. That's awesome.
Thank you. Good for you.
I'm a big proponent of more women entering the industry.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.